Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Father, we bless you for this wonderful day. We pray that you anoint us to stand in your calling and to minister according to your purpose, your word, and your spirit. And we ask that something supernatural will happen in the life of all of us, because you have the words of life. We pray that these words of life will heal the sick this morning. We ask that these words of life will bring faith and hope and love and stir up the things you have deposited in us. We ask that these words of life will ward off the attacks and onslaught of the devil. We ask that these words of life will raise a wall against the works of the devil. We pray that these words of life will grant unto us spiritual insight, that we will be able to lead our families the way you have called for us to do. We vow to give you all the glory as always. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
All right, please turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1.
Genesis, to do me no.
Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1.
Genesis to do me no chichemu baku.
Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, unto thy kindred.
Na onyame akache Abram se, fi ufie enu ebusuemu.
And from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you.
Na fi weje fie kwa asasi amebe chira unusu.
And I will make of you a great nation.
Na menya wo ebusua na oman kese.
And I will bless thee and make thy name great.
Na meshra na maye wudi kese.
And thou shalt be a blessing.
Na wo beyeshra.
And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee.
Na nya wo beshra no meshra no na nya wo bedome wo no medome no.
And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. The title of my sermon this morning is Guaranteed Family Blessing. Guaranteed Family Blessing.
You
can see from the text that God wants all families of the earth to be blessed. And he has set something in process already. And that thing, when you come under its influence, you have opened your family unto a life of blessing.
Na sadia no de wabusua ne be shasea dia. Ene na wa ma wabusua no wa bia pon bia edin shira bebem.
So let me declare unto you that your family shall be blessed indeed.
Amen.
Now, sometimes the children get cut off from each other. The siblings, they get dissociated from each other.
Edu pepen so bia, nkita wudia papa biara eni anuanom ntem.
It's also a manifestation of something that is not a blessing, really a curse at work.
Na eno so kire bibia enye nhira e no me.
It manifests itself in jealousy, envy and strife.
Na ya ede jealousy ni ahoya ene de bebusuen.
You see this in Cain and Abel.
Na obe hu wo Cain ni Abel ababom.
Abel was accepted before God, Cain was not accepted. If you like, they did the same exam. One passed, the other
failed.
If you have failed, should you blame me, the one who has passed? Why don't you go to WAEC? He took a club and hit his brother's head and killed him. The first murderer in the world. His name is
Cain.
We also see strife, envy, jealousy, or untoward behavior between Jacob and Esau.
Na Jacob and Esau so yehu sa basabasa no ewa nuanom ntam wom.
In fact, Esau wanted to kill his brother Jacob.
Na Esau no pese oku ni nua Jacob.
He did not do it because his father was alive.
Na wantumi anya sase na naja te ase.
But when they grew up, he realized that I don't need to kill my brother.
Na womo nyine ya no Esau hu sey he aso beku ni nua.
His brother realized what he had done wrong against the senior brother.
Na ketuo no hu boni a waye de tie ni nua. Penino.
So he prostrated before him asking for forgiveness. And then he sought to sow a seed into his life. His brother said, keep your blessing. I have enough. I am okay now. And I was so bitter years ago, but I'm okay. You are my brother. They embraced themselves. The Bible says they wept over each other's shoulders.
Now Emma Jacob yes, what do you be one in your brabo see omin ya kuma ye? When you're slam and canon and I'm in test and then when you're mere slam, the Bible say, Omo ya tu no be a sugun in Yonko Abetris.
And we see a third example between Rahel and Leah.
Now Rahel ni Leah su Yehusa a how no woman.
In Genesis chapter 30, verse 1.
Genesis said, dear son.
Rahel called, the Bible says that God saw or God opened the womb of Leah, and when Leah had a child, Rahel envied Leah.
Na Bible say when you meet to Rahab awutuamu eno bi ele di mu inti Bible say mra Leah all would in na na ye Rahab ya.
Leah had something that Rahel did not have.
Na Leah no wo bibia na Rahab ni.
But Rahel wanted that thing too.
Na sadi anu suna Rahab pe.
So the Bible says she envied her sister.
Na Bible say onuano etan ni nuano.
You know, sometimes we say it in a light way. When somebody is blessing a certain way, we say, I envy you.
Na ya ne biwa ho ya na ye kakwa. Ye wuhu so bi na mi isha no se, ah, mi ye man kamia.
I envy you.
In fact, where di ayem?
In other words, it's a good kind of envy.
Na where di ayem huwa ye ye.
But you see, this kind of envy that existed between Rahel and Leah, it went to a certain dimension that was bad. Until Rahel said it herself that with great wrestlings have I wrestled against my sister. Can you imagine it?
Now Rahel can one numuto say.
And I have prevailed.
Na medin kunim.
Oh.
Merci.
Oh. Genesis chapter 30, verse 8. You find it there.
Genesis said, "You are sent to chemo or chube huo ho."
I want to close today. I want to preach short today.
And now me person me pon temiti muntie.
That's why I've not come down.
And it's an amazing see form.
Three practical things that can bring your family blessings.
Adiam, I want my son. We are about to meet this. That about we bust him.
Number one.
Yedi kain.
Expose your family to God and the church.
Ma we bust him. Any woman no da omwedi.
I call it practical because there are things I've seen in our church. Now, these practical things I'm sharing with you, they are things I have extrapolated, mined, gotten, observed, and I have concluded from the life of the church members.
Now where you are dear, mesua mehu matra wadwe hu mesusu hu maso hu da ye hu se wo sadia mi ken nyina mu se.
Expose your children. In fact, your family. To God. And the church. Not just to God. To the church as well. These two do it. Expose the family. To God. Because blessings do not come from men, they come from God. Again, Psalm 128:1. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord. David said, I've been young, now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his children begging bread. Righteous man, his children, they don't beg for bread. His children have got bread and they lend the bread out. So stay righteous. Stay right with God. Stay in the right course and keep fearing the Lord and let your family continue. Continue in God. You start and you continue. David said that, you look, I have been young. Now I am old. But there is something I have never seen. The righteous, God does not forsake them. Nor their children. He does not.
Amen.
He does not.
Na David say, na me ya bofra ne ne manyini na mi wu otini ni a na sefo esesra de eni titina tinimu tina se wo besuo nyame tina se wo ni wo busuo nyina ebesu mo nyame esanse na samse otini ni ni bia ni wo na ni magu ase na mpo na sefo esesra de.
You see Psalm 128, we read verse from verse 4 down, what it said, you shall be blessed out of Zion, exposing your family to the church. There's a blessing that comes from the church to the family. You will be blessed out of Zion. Out of Zion. So thank God for those and the families that are represented here. I declare unto you that there is a blessing that is coming over you out of the Zion. Out of the church. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I said receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive your blessing in the name of Jesus.
Receive it. Now what can come if a new mono tin nine bana was say Fizion Munimeshrao. Now Zion is home, sorry. And not to know what the woman ever said, what was said by sorry. And she never was a sorry no more. A bella dear mouth. And not to say we are Bussia. I would do a Bussia ever sorry. On your mission, if it's Zion, a big good should be what you should deem.
Let your children find something to do in the church.
No, and she shall be being our sorry them.
I am telling you, let them find something to do. It is going to open their lives for a certain blessing, like a tributary. You know, a suitin to flow into their. Let them find something to do in the church.
My woman, you should be being here. I was sorry, them her. Now, when you may be a coin, be a better suitin, then you know, na etin woman, pankuto.
You shall be blessed.
Amen.
You, the youngest instrumentalist, you have grown from 4 years or so. You have played that. I tell you, God will bless your life.
Amen. Yes.
He will. So don't let your children become loose cannons, delocalized electrons. The science people understand. Electrons that have no orbit. You see, you can't find them anywhere. There's no specificity about them. Let your children be localized electrons doing something specific in the church. Find their gift, what they are interested in. Let them do it. Let them do it. There were some midwives in Israel. The Bible says that the Pharaoh said, kill the Jewish boys. The midwives did not kill the Jewish boys. Exodus chapter 1, verse 17 to 22. The Bible says, because of what the midwives did, God built for them a certain kind of family. He did it for them. And give them a special name. If you mention the name of that midwife, you see that the name, their name stand out. You see, this family, hey, this family, everybody is a professor. This family, everybody is successful. This family, everybody is successful. This family, everybody is. I listened to an older woman, an old lady. She's still alive. This old lady has a lot of professor this, professor this, professor this, professor this, chief justice this, judge this, just. And the lady, they interviewed the old lady on Peace FM, and I listened. She said something interesting, just comes to mind. She said on her wedding day, the psalm they used was Psalm 128. She said all throughout her life, she prayed the psalm, she believed the psalm, she confessed the psalm, and she said the psalm has come through in her life. It has come through in her life. She has seen her children and her children's children.
Yes.
I can give you names of that family, but I don't want to. Sometimes you don't have to do that. But I'm just saying it's real. An older lady testified to the truth of Psalm 128. So get your children to be like the midwives. Let them find a need in the church, and let the children serve with all their heart. Let them do something that God may build them sure houses.
Hallelujah. Sure houses. Nya yaka kwesia ni se wo ma na wo nya media cha wo nya wo nkwa wo dia o si localize electrons nya nya localize no
delocalize
ye eno ti ma wo ba mi nya bibi ye e wa sori ni obetumi atonwom obetumi abo instrument obetumi aye osha no wa pipa nkonwa ho obetumi aye se ono dia watch de bi obehwe se bibi ase ya o de battery be shem ma wo ba mi nya bibi ye na wa ya san wo nya mi be shan wo kin kan sababu ma ya ti ase se eya midwife fo na ko so muku Israel ma no mu enko Bible say onya mi shira wo na wo shira ni fie fo eno ti ma nko ba ni se ni onya mi di agbo mu se ye wo wo mo so bi di ate unche yo janu na ma ni kwa na di a obetumi aye e di asum ni nya mi no mo nye na wo nya mi be shira o se pa ma mi abriwa bi ene ye bi san wo Peace FM Oya mamia unyamie sira nipanifie professor this one one this lawyer this justice this I receive that same blessing into my house in Jesus name. Now I say mami ye do sanu no kan say ne wedding da no ye de san 128 ne preach wo wie no wan fan tonten eno so nyamie sema se me de bebo mpa ye na wonyamie de ne samu ho ne mane ne manana no ma omo ya professor ni lawyers ni doctors ni aso fo nyina eno tin kan kon ko ba sawo wa bra bo wo bra wo ja wo ma no e mo ma ye ade de aso nyamie no nyam
guaranteed family blessing
en shira wonyamie esiesiesi wesi ni fapem e de ma wa busua.
The second practical thing you must do
ade to su mie na wa sawo ye
is to give your children good education.
E wa sawo ma wo ma no esu ade ye ba mu ko school.
Give the children good education.
Wa wo ma no no mu ko school papa.
Do your best.
Ye ne wo betumi.
I'm telling you, do your best.
Me catch so ye dia wo betumi.
Sell your clothes.
Won to ma no ton.
Don't follow what is being done in your community. They may not send the children to the school, so the children they get pregnant early. But send the child to school because research has known that poverty stays in community where they don't respect education. You don't respect education, poverty will come like an armed robber. Because of laziness, it will come like an armed robber. So don't say that, oh, and I'm missing day na moe. I'm saying, oh, all we know is okay then. Up in terms of our hinfa. Anyway, I'm serious. I can't walk and say I was at the tongue. So forgive me. That's why Jesus, when he was suffering, he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Somebody said Jesus was speaking in tongues. No, he was speaking Aramaic, a type of broken language that he grew up in. So I'm saying that expose the girl child to school. Expose the boy child to school. Sweat, suffer for the child to be educated. And I will illustrate something to you. And I just pray to God that the light will just come. Suffer to educate the children. Send them to the school. Let the teacher teach the child to learn how to read, how to write. You teach the child character. Don't leave that for the teacher. You teach the child character and practical things, how to cook, how to wash, how to take care of money. You do that. Let the teacher teach the child A, B, C, D. 1, 2, 3. 1 times 2, 1 times 3. 3 divided by 4. Teach the child that. Do it. When you start, you will see the value. So I'm simply saying that when we expose these children to education, education, the benefits, I said the benefits, you have no idea. You have no idea. Education, expose the child. Galatians 4:1, under tutors and governors, let the child be tutored and governed, because there's an inheritance for the child. The profit of the earth is for all. It's for all. When God designed your family, he cut a portion of gold. He cut a portion of silver, diamond. He cut portions of minerals. They are for your family. They aren't for anyone else. They are for your family. Question. Can your family see it? And can they take advantage of it? Education helps them to see and to take advantage of it. Don't underestimate the power of education. I will illustrate it in conclusion.
You,
Mary.
School dear here. And it's about time we were here. Now we be here. My we be go school dear. Yeah. It's as you say we here we way. Say akolani ni nimdia. Obet na here num sa. And now we share baby dear. We tinu here ne do somo. Now we are be before be ama answer sa. Send your one at your son, I will be a mamma to one to my to a job at the end of a show by Monco school. Now, what go school? Who does a baby baby? No, near when Yami was so bad and obey to me. I when Yami Babusia be an oboyan, or do we go to Mount, or do Sika Kokoma, or the idea be a Busiani now at the Mount. Now, beside who said, some woman, one man woman in dear school, dear, or woman who are now. And to tell what's out the mamma from your fear, I want the knee, I mean the sooner the bellman for manu. Number one go school, not a tantrum, I bet there. 1 times 1 plus 1, 20 times 3. Ah, I can't do with you and your day. The boy is to go in school, kakanka, 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 kakanka,
I'll talk about the third thing and I'll come back to the second point and close. The third thing you must do, the third practical thing you must do, is to put your investment in the purchase of land. You see, this third one, I put it at number three because we are all at different levels, and some of us, we cannot buy a land. In all practical estimations, we can't buy a land. But I'm telling you that although you can't buy a land, because you are educating the children wild, they will buy a land.
Amen.
They will buy a land. Yes. They will build a house. Yes. They will move forward in their lives.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But if you are able to do the one and the two, which I'm sure all of us can do, expose the children, the family to God, and then education, I'm sure we can all do it. But there are some of us, we can go to the third level, buy a land, build a house. When you finish, you buy another land, and you start build until the time you die. Don't stop building all throughout your life. Build and build and build and build until you die.
Revelation.
Yes. Make it your goal. That is the best investment. It's not all those other things we hear on air. Buy a land. Sometimes you have to go far to get the kind of land you can afford. Go far. When we got to New Site, Tanakrom, my mother said it was a bush path. Tanakrom was a bush area. Bush area. When we moved from New Site to this place, this whole, it was in darkness. We chartered a taxi to this place. The driver said, don't want to come. Darkness, see it today. And travel. You see, you come to church and you just go from when we close today, drive forward and go and start. You see properties, and beyond it, there's even a landmark for university. And beyond it, you see big poor, you see a poem. Do your best, go very far, cross the rivers, cross it today. 2 years' time, those rivers they will be in the city, in the center. What we call today, Takrade, and I want a house in Takrade is going to be a village. Can't you see it already? The thing has shifted. The belt of development has shifted from there. It has come to this area and is going. It has shifted. So if you get a land in the bush somewhere, buy it and have respite for yourself. 5 years, 3 years, put blocks there. Safeguard the land. Build, and when you are not able to continue, the children, you have taught them the value of real investment. Don't let anybody lie to you. Bring us this and we'll give you this after. Look, it's not a joke. Nobody loves you enough to give you that thing they are talking about.
Mercy.
They are benefiting more than you are benefiting.
Preach,
I'm telling you.
Preach.
So the best investment, buy a land and build and build and build. And when you are finished, buy another land. Never stop building in your life. Solomon said, I built me orchids. I built me vineyards. I built swimming pools. I built houses for myself. I built the house of God. He built so many things, physical and non-physical. He built. He died. Some people believe at the age of 52. If you look into his life, man, this is an accomplished life. If he died at the age of 52, he started reigning supposedly at the age of 12. 40 years. He did a lot with his life. Count your days now and start off. If you are at the third level where you can buy land, please zoom. Stop joking. No more playing. And start the land thing. Interpret and let me come back to point two and close.
Oh, my good, my good, my good. What's it? Ɔsi tasasi tasasi o tasasi wo hwɛ na ne wa nim ha ne bo de a nha ho ko kire to de wo nwura nim kakraka bi to ɛho ne bo anya de na wo de gyae na ɛyɛ na yɛ hyase a yɛ ba ha na ha yɛ nwura me nkasɛ mpata do na mo ti nwura mu na mmom na saa na na mo ka ha yɛ ha wo akyi aha wo akyi aha wo akyi na ha ne akyire ban yɛ wa taxi station na me bo a ɛno te sɛ de na asase na ɔmo tɔn Chip and sword the heart, totten and swan. Now, quo it because I am near CBC University. Any of you have seen hospital? Any of you have seen a cocompebium? And not to Nisia, men night dancida. Men, no men for sick or be by oh, would you have 2,000 but to her? And many now watching me and Nana bank of one, she has you. Near the Mosica, or see, I'm what Jai, Cotta Sassy, Nasha says, we see. What to you, we see here? Now what talk would you tell Nisia, men neither? Esanse Solomon o siya 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 o wukwa ye nina ni obodi ebi ya ube tumi asase na ebi mpa nyami afra untema nyashe uba nebe soso na musube huse ni mdiye bi wasadi enu.
There are so many people in the church, they did not inherit land nor houses.
Na nkrofobe bre wa sorry mwa omwa nyaja padia wasasi ni efi emu.
They have two lands, two houses, three houses, four houses, they are building. They did not inherit anything. What has put them in that position is education. Education. I've been invited. Pastor, come and dedicate this land for me. We want to start. Three houses, one family, three houses. From how fast they have gone, they can have a fourth house and a fifth house and sixth house and seventh house, if God gives them extended life. Not because somebody gave them anything. Education. Let us educate these children. From Asake all the way to Kojokrom, let us educate all these young girls and all these young boys. Suffer for them. Suffer for them. And you will see something in your old age. They will rise up to build you a house. And they will say to you, Mommy, Daddy, for all you did, this is the key to your house. This is the key to your house. This is the key to your house. Spend time and help these young people to get the best of education. Don't let what you see around make you train your child in the same way. Learn from what I've said. People who did not inherit anything from their parents, one house, two houses, three houses, and counting. And counting, and they are not 50 years. All the people, they are not 50 years. Three houses, four houses, lands, and counting. Education. Education. Education has made a change. Not just education, exposure to God, the things of God, the blessing of God, the favor of God, all combined. All combined. If I don't stop, my voice will get, it will go to a certain crescendo. Mary, I'll finish interpret. You can pray.
Now, can go see and say, me a wani sa wubenya asase, me a wani sa wubetu mi a sibi. So we see kasamni to me ndusa apen pensona. Enya she, tete abofrano, mani nko school, mani nimdia wasu wanya, ma wanko kain wa abraboma. Na abofrano wako school na wanya nimdia wako ye peni we jume muno. Emri biba su abofro kwe ya la, ebe si dan na obeka cho ma me ne papa mu mesin kwa di mu ahome mu dan safo ani anka nya sama ye nyina amen wo su a wo si no onyame nya wadum ebe nu mo ho a o mu nya dwapade ma mi o papa bi enwu enje o dwapade bia na mu mesam nimdia ne tete a o mu nya nti o mato asase ebi si dan ba ko mienu miensa onyine ndu ahibia no oguso enu ti oguso ara oko wo su fa san nimdia kwan so. Now, so far, Bob, and then me and I had to your mom was school. Now, also a bit to me, and maybe I want us. I say, I will see Dine Connor. When Yami, the end, I be do pampers, so be a bit who say, when Yami, the end,
if you have God,
so when Yami,
you have everything,
and then our dear,
so add the practical wisdom to it.
And to man, son, him dear, ya, and you name dear, that way, the boy or brother, dad, the fucker home.
And your family will never be the same.
Now, who are brought, we wish you, and yet it says, Ada.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
The These books were written by Reverend Ibuasan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.